This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2022 Capricorn Full Moon. The full moon takes place on July 13th, 2022 at 11:37 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 2:37 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6:37 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 21 degrees Cancer, 21 minutes, 21 degrees Capricorn, 21 minutes. The Capricorn full moon is delivering an evolutionary, revolutionary level purge and release. Sound daunting? Well, maybe not. It may be exactly what you need. Capricorn is generally far from emotional. It's steely-eyed, calculating, and determined. All that comes now with a ferocity and power rising up from the depths of our beings and unleashing instinctual, utterly non-rational reactions and behavior. Sound daunting, too? Maybe not. Again, it may be exactly what you need. The moon carries the intensity of an eclipse, and likely some of the finality as well. The reason is the moon's proximity to Pluto, keeper of all things hidden and agent of unavoidable change. Pluto has spent months at its current location of 27 degrees Capricorn, accelerating the deconstruction of pretty much everything on which we have based our security, foundations, infrastructure, family and societal institutions, and more. Those matters play into developments and dramas cresting now, and especially the emotions about them coming to a head. That cresting has been building since late last year. The full moons from August to March were all at 27 degrees of their signs, exactly aspecting the clarifying, purging qualities of Pluto from one direction after another, but not meeting him head on until now. This conjunction is a culmination of that dance, delivering us into assimilating the emotional journey we have been on since October's Taurus full moon lunar eclipse. Part of that assimilating is a heightening of the emotions that have been stirring within us. Part of it is purging, pulling situations off life support, paring priorities, cutting back or cutting out. And part of it is primal, feral, and perhaps furious. Any Moon-Pluto conjunction is compulsive, driven by subterranean forces and even ruthless. This one has the added fuel of a square to Eris, goddess of discord, who has been traveling in a challenge to Pluto for some time. Seen her handiwork in your life? In the news? We've been through a lot, individually and collectively, and have arrived at a place for dumping so, so much. Two extremes are probable. Cold, unforgiving, that's that moments, and guttural outbursts that defy the ability to form coherent thought, much less words. The moon is opposite Mercury in Cancer, highlighting incredible emotionality while stymieing attempts to express it verbally. Whatever comes up may well be cathartic. After all, this release has been building for months, and you will feel better on the far side of it. Whatever you release will definitely make room for new or lightened situations. The moon is trine quick change artist Uranus, conjunct the Taurus North Node, this way to the future. This open current promises surprises and epiphanies and maybe a good deal of breakage. You may find it helpful to throw things out, especially if you act impulsively. You may find it helpful to smash some of the objects you're discarding. If you can spare some cash, investigate whether there's a nearby rage room where you can sledgehammer breakables and someone else will clean up the mess. An epidemic of raging monsters isn't necessarily a given. Higher understanding and guidance are at our disposal, particularly where close relationships are involved, thanks to the moon's sextile to gentle, misty Neptune and Juno, ruler of marriage and commitments. Commitments, or at least obligations and responsibilities, are a feature of the current hubbub in another way. This Capricorn moon has the discomfort of a semi-sextile to its ruler, Saturn. The link nags us about burdens, about accountability, about responsibilities to or constrictions imposed by authority and our communities. Suit up and show up is the mature response. And then, lighten your load. Still sound daunting? Seriously? Sometimes it can do a person good to go out of control. Case in point, albeit with complications, the Amok Time episode of the original Star Trek, in which feral impulses overtake the fabled rationality of Mr. Spock. Be honest. You have needed to get a lot out of your system, and maybe a lot out of your life. Find a safe place and go to it. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list. Listen to my weekly podcasts and book a session with me. You'll also find information there about my classes this month on the future of reproductive rights in the U.S. and the charts of the U.S. Supreme Court justices. I host the show Celestial Compass on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. I also host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have a lot of bonus material at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I'm on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.